Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Tom Asacker is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Tom is a great friend of ours, more than 13-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of several books, including Opportunity Screams, including both a Clear Eye for Branding and both of the Sandbox Wisdom books and a number of others. And he's our good friend and the guy that we turn to. We want to make sure that we're connecting with customers, especially, among other things. He's a pretty smart guy. Tom Asacker, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Hi, Jim.
Good to have you back.
Always great to be
here. It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Tom?
Oh, geez, I just wait.
You're on a Twitter about being here, aren't you, Tom?
Absolutely.
Hey, why is it that whenever we have something that we want to sell, a political idea, a product, a proposal, you know, whatever it is that we've got on our mind, why is it that if it's not working, we think, well, the other people just obviously don't understand what, you know, they're not smart enough, or we're not conveying our message properly. Why is it that we resort to that?
Well, it's because it's the way our brains work. We have a very good understanding of how the world is perceived to us.
Yeah.
And we imagine that everyone else is walking through the world perceiving it the same way. So we look mm-hmm. and we get confused and we say, well, I can see this. Why can't they see it? I know what I'll do. Let's get our messaging across
right.
in a more powerful way, and then they'll be able to see it exactly the way we see it.
Now, I don't want to get political in our visit here today, Tom, but this was a classic example. There's a classic example of this. I guess it was last week. President Obama was reflecting on the election. And, I mean, they got their backsides whooped. I mean, it was really, really ugly. I mean, it was as bad as it can get. And his comment about that a couple of weeks later was, well, obviously, we're not getting our message out right.
Jim, that is...
That was almost exactly what he said.
Jim, that is no different than a month before when McDonald's, the company, had the worst financial performance in years. What did the CEO say? He said, we've hired a new head of marketing because we have to convey facts and address the misperceptions about their food.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying the exact same thing. They're saying we have a problem connecting with the public, with the American public.
Right.
What we need to do is a better job of conveying the facts.
And let me throw something else, another quick one in here. About 9 years ago, I was working with a company, a national company, and they weren't doing very well. In fact, they were really falling behind in their industry, and they came out with a press release that said, we have a new slogan, and we tested marketed it with focus groups, and the focus groups love this slogan, and we're going to take this slogan to market, and customers will love it, and we'll beat the competition. They literally said their slogan, their new slogan was going to be the solution to their problems.
Well, not only did they say it, but they
this was the chief marketing officer said this.
Yeah, they believed it.
And you're right, they did that. So, guess what? They're still in trouble.
Yeah, because listen, Jim, the facts never trump people's beliefs. Once someone develops a belief, it takes a lot more than information to sway them,
mm-hmm.
right? You have to change the experience. You have to give them something that they don't expect you to do. You know, when somebody changes their logo because they're having problems,
mm-hmm.
we all expect that to happen. Because it's happened over and over and over
right,
with people.
Right.
So don't give people what they expect. give them something unexpected so that they can learn something new, because that's the only way we learn something new is if something in our environment is unexpected. Now we turn our thinking brains on and we look at that and we say, boy, I've never seen this before. Let me check that out. Let me see what that's all about. And if it's real, then we'll change our beliefs. But messaging is not going to change people's beliefs today. We're just far too skeptical. We just don't believe it.
Well, see, I understand. It's a little bit easier to understand when corporate America gets insulated from their and isolated from the last mile of their business, which is out there where the customers are. It's easy to understand how you know, somebody who's when they think of customers, they think of profiles and demographics and numbers and statistics and share of wallet and stuff like that. But small business owners, we're out here. We are the last mile. We're out here at the end, and we literally touch our customers every day. And so there's no reason for us not to. It may be just as hard for us to believe what we're hearing, but there's no reason for us not to be able to hear what customers are really saying and what they really want.
Well, because they might not be telling you. You know, I mean, we become complacent because we see people coming into the store. We see the phone ringing.
Yeah.
We don't realize what these folks are really feeling. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're just on habit mode, you know, and they're just going through the motions and they're calling us because someone hasn't introduced something more exciting and more valuable to their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens when that happens? The phones stop ringing and we get blindsided, right?
Right.
So that's the key. The key is, have I done anything lately that's showing my audience that we're different? I'm trying to change things. This is not the same old.
Let me give you a quick example, and it's always blown me away. A car dealership can't get anything going. They literally, I've seen this happen, literally pitch a tent in a department store parking lot, a huge tent, take every single automobile and every salesperson they have, every new automobile, over and put it under and around that tent, and they can't stop selling them. I don't know what it is, but you're right about that. I mean, people, but it's not just, I don't think you can count on different, though, Tom, not just different. There's got to be some substance to it, though, too.
Has to be relevant.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's exactly right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and get some more of this wisdom from our good friend, Tom Asacker. Tom, I need your website, please.
The best place is thebusinessofbelief.com.
Thebusinessofbelief.com, Tom Asacker, and I will be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.